When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Coombe Cassis for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. We're in Derby, it's the start of Fury Fest. Another tour?
Yeah.
How are you, mate, first of all?
Fantastic, absolutely fantastic. Look at me, healthy as a trout, looking sensational here. First stop off on a 15-day tour of the UK. Derby is the first get out and party.
Yeah, I've looked at the dates, so you've got quite a, well, strenuous month or so, yeah. Month or so of dates, but some new places as well you're going to, so yeah. New fans.
Yep, travelling around to places I've not been before, and some of them I haven't been to Derby before, but there's some places on the list that I haven't been, so I'm looking forward to getting out there, meeting new people, and having a good time and enjoying myself.
So, yeah, if you want to come to one of them, then look at the dates on the Gold Star social medias, and you'll see all the dates listed over the next month or so. Why do you keep telling people you're going to retire when you're clearly not?
Why am I clearly not? I am retired. It's very, very clear to see. I said it before the Dillon White fight, and I said it after the Dillon White fight. And since then, I've not changed my mind. And it's been 2 months. So, yeah.
Okay, so you've done a couple of interviews with Piers Morgan and TalkSport, etc.
I've done two interviews with Piers. Get up there, Piers. He's the man. Piers Morgan's the man.
You've actually had a bet with Piers Morgan as well, haven't you?
Have, yeah.
You're going to lose a few quid if you do come back.
If I come back, I've got to pay him £1 million, but I told him I'd pay him in pound coins.
But I did notice how you worded that to him. You said that if you get paid £500 million for the comeback, then you'll give him £1 million.
100% I will. And I'll pay him in pound coins.
Well, what's the story behind £500 million? Why was that the figure that you put out? It seems unrealistic,
yeah,
but why did you do that?
No, I don't want to come back out of retirement, and £500 million seemed like a good number. Like when Coolan Luke said, I can eat 50 eggs. He said, why did you say 50 eggs, Luke? He said, because it seemed like a good number. So it seemed like a good number, £500 million, half a billy. And I can say half a billy now, I could be like Ed Sheeran, because he earned half a billy on the Divide Tour, and I'm going to earn half a billy in less than 36 minutes. So get up!
Tyson, if you're putting a price on it, that means that it's not, you're not in your brain completely retired if there's a price
you
out.
No. Everything's for sale and everything has a price. And 500 million is my price. And if anyone's willing to pay that, then they're willing. Then I will gladly give them what they want. But I don't want to come out of retirement. And I put a massive, massive number on it. And if anyone wants to pay it, they know where to come. Contact me. Holler at your boy. Let's make something happen.
Isn't it a case of who rather than how much as well?
No. Not who. It's just how much. 500 milli.
Because there's only probably a couple of fights out there that can warrant that kind of money if someone wanted to pay that kind of money.
Well, not really, because if I was a multi-billionaire and I had hundreds of billions in the bank, and I wanted to put Tyson Fury on versus Pudsey the Bear in my front garden on a Tuesday afternoon, then guess what? I'd do it. So there's people around there with that type of money, and if they want to do that, then they can. I'll fight their cousin's best friend's goldfish's daughter. Don't care.
The last 2 months, it's exactly 2 months of the day, actually. April 23rd, it's June 23rd here, yeah. Today.
My anniversary today, 2 months.
2 month anniversary since you retired. What have you done in them 2 months? We know you've kind of been training and doing a few bits, but you keep yourself fit anyway.
Yeah. What have I done? I trained every day, twice a day, most days. Not today, though, only once today. What have I done? I've been on holiday. So I went to France with the family. What else have I done? That's about it, really. I've not done anything. I went to watch Nathan Gorman box the other night. He got a good knockout first round. Well done. I think that's the only boxing event I've been to in the last couple of months. It's pretty good as well.
I've not really spoke to you, but obviously not on camera since that night at Wembley. What did you make? I know it's a bit old news now, but what did you make of Dillian White's reasoning to why, or which contributed to why he lost that fight in terms of the push, etc.? What I know you've probably already spoken about this before, but
I've not done any interviews.
What did you think about
boxing people? Have I? I only did an interview with Good Morning Britain and Piers Morgan. That's it, really.
So, what were your thoughts on his comments after that fight?
I don't really have any thoughts or whatever why people lose fights or whatever. Just I get the job done, go there, get me money and go home. On to the next one. I don't think if, but, why, maybe, what. It's like, it's a boxing match. I go there, do what I got to do, and come out of there in one piece and go home. Go home to my family and have a couple of sandwiches and take the rubbish to the tip.
When you look at that now, though, 2 months ago, 95,000 people in this country.
94,000.
All right, 94. Sorry.
Well, I'm not even going to add one on. Because I have the record attendance at Wembley and Adele's in second with 92,000.
When you look at that, considering the fact that you haven't fought here for
4 years,
you must look back, and if that is your last fight,
yeah. And it was an absolutely fantastic way to go out. 94,000 at Wembley, record attendance, defence of me world titles, a big knockout against the number one ranked challenger in the world. I don't think it gets any bigger than that. No matter who you fight, who, what, where, when, that is as big as it really gets. And what a way to finish. What a way to go out. Go out with a bang, as I started. I started in this career in 2008, December 08, in Nottingham on Carl Froch's undercard. And I started with a bang, first round knockout. And I finished with a massive knockout over Dillian White, a man who was mandatory for years and avoided and whatever else. And it was what it was, 94,000 at home. What more do I need to do? You know, people say to me, oh, it's too early to retire. You got a couple more fights at least. Yeah, I probably could box another 10 fights if I wanted to. But it's, there's a want, and you have to want to do something. And once you fall out of love with something and you're not doing it for the right reasons anymore, then it's quite pointless. So in the beginning, I started boxing to become world heavyweight champion. And then I wanted to be the best in the division. And I did that. Then my second career, I wanted to get me just deserves. And I wanted to spread the word on mental health. And enjoy every day and enjoy every moment. Whether it be good, bad or indifferent. And I believe I've done exactly what I wanted to do. And I've achieved everything I've ever set out to achieve. And I know I've said this many, many times, but I've completed the game of boxing. I've won every single belt there is to win, from English to Super World Champions and Unified and Lineal and Ring Magazine 3 times and everything like that. And I'm a member of a very, 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 very niche VIP members only club, where there's only 2 members in the history of our sport. And that's it. Not like 2 in the last 10 years, 2 in the history of boxing. And that's me and Rocky Marciano, and he's no longer with us. So I'm the only living member of my club, and not anybody can be a part of my club. And even the greats from the past are not allowed to enter the door of where I am staying. and that's the undefeated World Heavyweight Champion Club with me and Rocky involved. That's it. And when you think of how many boxers there's been and how many heavyweight champions there's been over the last 100, 200 years, however long it's been, it's quite a few to only be two. So I'll be living in the Hall of Fame of that halls, the halls of the great undefeated World Heavyweight Championship mansion, and it's the biggest mansion that anyone could ever see, with our paintings on the wall forever. And we're living through eternity here. And in 100 years, our paintings will still be on that wall, shining brightly. People say, look at them two on there. When did they get put up? Yesterday, people say, no, they was up there 120 years ago. And still.
Tyson, can you honestly say that you said you feel like you've completed boxing? Can you feel like you can say that,
yep,
having not fought certain fighters in your generation?
Yep. Which certain fighters are we talking about?
Well, you haven't fought Joshua and you haven't fought Usyk.
Usyk's only just come into this generation, one fight ago. Okay, so you can't put him in it. And Joshua tried to make that fight six times at least, in my memory, in the past 5 years, and been unsuccessful every single time. Because you're messing with a diva who don't want to fight. Prima donna, a little sucker bitch who don't want to fight. And that's it. That bird has flown. Years ago, when he was undefeated knockout artist, people thought, you know what, he can beat Tyson Fury. Maybe. Then when he got bounced off the canvas by Andy Ruiz, people said, oh, he's a bodybuilder. Tyson's right. He ain't got no chance. Then when he looked shockingly shit in the rematch against Ruiz, who didn't train a day, by the way, was out in Mexico partying with the president, people said he's shot to bits. Then goes and gets beat by a cruiserweight. That bird has flown. I'm the undefeated heavyweight king. No man can ever lace my boots up or come close to me. Not even the greats of the past eras can even come close to eating bread off my table.
But
never mind a bodybuilder who's lost two of his last four fights.
But mentally for you, Tyson,
could he have ever beaten me? He couldn't even beat me if he had a baseball bat while I was sleeping. Because I'd get up and... I'm not going to say it because I'm too classy for that.
But that's going to be left to the imagination, isn't it? If you guys don't fight, it'll be left.
It's not really a big imagination because...
But if it hasn't actually happened, then it will be.
It's not an imagination. Because one man was the undefeated lineal heavyweight champion, yeah? And one man was a loser who lost on and off in his career. Bit of a padded record. Four people when they're over the hill and got beat by everyone he stepped up to. There you go.
I know you've spoken about this before, but they're obviously their rematch for Saudi on August the 20th got confirmed just at a press conference. But you don't see a way for Joshua to win this, or do you?
Yeah, it's boxing. Don't really care who wins, to be honest. I won't be watching it. No interest. But I do fancy Usyk. If the war in his country hasn't got to him, and all that sort of stuff. But again, really unimportant to me who wins, because one man I don't care about at all, I just look at him as a man who's got a patchy record here and there, drops a win, wins one, drops one, whatever. And the other man don't even come into it because he's a middleweight blown up. So he can't compare. And that's it. Quick flash in the pan. Been a heavyweight 2 years. So when you've been heavyweight 10, 15 years, come back and we talk.
So you're saying to me, when that fight happens on August the 20th, yeah, you've got no interest in even watching it, but the result of it bears no resemblance on what will happen with you in the future?
Well, not at all, because I'm retired. Happily retired. And there'll always be somebody else to fight. Whether it's now, whether it's Joshua, whether it's Usyk, whether it's somebody else. Dubois, Joyce, some undefeated Russians, Kazakhs coming through, Croatians, whoever they may be, there'll always be somebody to fight. But go and find another sucker to go fight them all. Because I'm all out of getting punched in the face for a few quid. Don't need it. Got plenty of money, plenty of sense, and still got me faculties and brains about me. And six kids and a wife to look after. So if anyone wants to criticise me for that, then you can all suck me balls, basically, without being too crude.
Your reaction to Tommy's fight with Jake Paul being confirmed today for August the 6th in New York at Madison Square Garden?
Fantastic. It's been a lot of back and forth. It's on itself, it's on itself. I mean, it's a great fight for them both. Both, you know. Jake Paul's only just started boxing 2-3 years ago. Got a load of professional people around him, training him how to do what he's going to do. Tommy's been boxing all his life. You know, it's a great fight for him. In that little world of, I'm a boxer, anybody can be a boxer, it's fantastic. I think Tommy knocks him out. Tommy's got to believe in himself, go over there and put on a show. Enjoy it. He's getting paid a lot of money to have a fight with a guy who's never fought an actual boxer. So, you know, great. Fantastic. He should be ecstatic that he's got the fight and even more excited to put on a show in front of the world and shut Jake Paul up. He's been slating him and calling him names for the past year, however long it's been.
Who's got more to lose in that fight out of Jake and Tommy, in your opinion?
I don't think any of them's got anything to lose. Tommy's had 6-7 fights, so 8 fights, I think. He's getting paid a lot of money. And Jake Paul's had never fought a boxer. So, the way I look at it is like this. If Tommy goes over there and he can't beat Jake Paul, yeah, well, let's just say he got paid millions of dollars for nothing because he didn't deserve it. Fair to say, isn't it? And he would have never won any type of belt in England, the central area, nothing. Ever. If he can't beat Jake Paul. So, that means he's earned money for nothing in a pretend fight. So, no pressure. Just saying how it is. And that's it. I'm not putting pressure on him by saying it. I think he knows that, and everybody knows that. And if that makes him pressurised, then he's in the wrong game. So, whoever the English champion is at light heavyweight will absolutely batter Jake Paul. I don't even know who it is. We both don't know, and we're boxers. But that guy, whoever you are, I'd back you. 50 grand says you could beat Jake Paul. So, I'm backing Tommy. I'll put my money where my mouth is. I've got 100 grand with anybody. I'll put it on Tommy. And that's it. That's how I feel about it. I feel like if Tommy can't win against Jake Paul, he has no right in being a fighter at all. And I think that's enough said, isn't it?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Wilder's made some comments that he's intending on continuing his career and coming back when he had a statue of himself put up in Alabama. So yeah, that's good news, isn't it?
It's good news for the heavyweight division, isn't it? Wilder's a dangerous fighter, dangerous hombre. And anybody he fights, he's going to put up a real risky... He's a real risky opponent for anybody. I'd like to see Wilder pack it in because I believe I took a lot out of him, if not everything he's got. Give it all against me and it just wasn't good enough and I beat him. But I wouldn't like to see him keep fighting because I think I've took everything from him. But then again, he could prove me wrong and come back and wipe the floor of everybody. So it's up to him. I think he knows deep down what he's got to do. And if he feels like he's got to fight on, then good luck to him and wish him all the best. And I think it's fantastic that Alabama have supported their champion, put up a statue of him. Man deserves it. He's had 12 world title fights, and he equaled all the records in America before, more than all the world champions. So congratulations.
Have you spoke to him since your third fight?
No.
No messages, nothing? No.
I used to have his number, but I think he changed his number. And that's it. I offered him to come for a barbecue when I was in Florida in December, and he didn't, so it's up to him.
Your thoughts on Andy Ruiz and Luis Ortiz fighting?
Yeah, good fight. I see a picture of Andy Ruiz recently. He's looking in fantastic shape, I must say. He's really put the work in. And listen, when Andy Ruiz trains and he's got his head screwed on, I think he's a dangerous fight for anybody. But then again, so is Luis Ortiz. He's a dangerous southpaw and he can punch, as we saw what he did with Charles Martin recently, who was on a bit of form as well himself. But I would definitely think Andy Ruiz is too young and too fresh for... I think he's 50-odd years old, is he, Luis Ortiz? He's got to be 50. He's got to be the same age as Shannon Briggs. Got to be.
OK. Just a couple more before we finish. What do you think about Joshua being trained by Robert Garcia?
I don't think it'll help him. Not that Robert Garcia is a bad trainer or not, or indifferent, but I just don't think it'll help him because he doesn't have the engine to attack a fighter and can sustain it for 12 rounds consistently. We'll see, though.
What did you think about his situation with the students in Loughborough?
Do you know what? I don't look into it. And, you know, I don't like to jump on the bandwagon as a sheep and follow what other people say and give people stick, you know. If it was me, the press would be doing the same and him the same. So whatever they do, if you have a piss in the street, the press want to put it in the paper. So I don't care. Like, no to do with me, is it? What he does in his own personal life is it's up to himself, isn't it?
Obviously, you had your own thing. I know you made comment on it, the whole kicking the taxi thing, but you kind of just said it was one of those things and it was what it was. What more is there to say about it?
I actually missed the taxi. I'm a useless kick. I'd have never made
a football. Actually saw you made contact because you was obviously behind the taxi, so we didn't actually see whether you actually made contact. We just saw your leg come out.
It missed. It was a shit kick. I'd have never scored.
Joshua, not...
I want a rematch. What?
I want a rematch when I'm sober. I'd definitely kick a back light in, for sure.
Joshua opting to have his next fight and future with DAZN and not Sky. I know you've been involved with Sky and BT, etc., all the way through your career, but what do you think about that?
That's up to him. It's his decision. Sky built him up from scratch. I made him into a star and put all their efforts into him. Well, listen, it's a business at the end of the day. And, you know, he's want where the money is. Obviously, DAZN are giving him a few more quid. And that's what it's about. It's about him getting a few more quid, more than he's already got. And that's it. You know, this is... this fight game, professional boxing is a business. So if Sky's paying him a tenner and DAZN's paying him 20 quid, then he's going to go to DAZN, isn't he? Because at the end of the day, he's just another fighter. And when he's gone in a couple of years, or whenever he retires, 20 years, there'll be somebody else to replace him. And that's it. There's no love in this game. Show no love, love will get you killed. That come from a very wise man on the 50 Cent movie, Get Rich or Die Trying. And that's it. You know, if you want loyalty, go buy a dog. Because the dog is loyal. And I bought a dog, I've got one. So, running with him every day and training with him every day. Get on with him like house on fire. Dylan White's got it right. He's surrounded by all these dogs. He loves them. They love him. And they will do whatever he tells them. So he has got it right, old Dylan. He's definitely got it right. The dogs are very good company. And they'd never, ever do anything wrong to you. And that's it.
What about these reports about you and Joe Joyce fighting at Wembley in September and all this?
You know, it's the first I've heard of it. The first I've heard of it. I read it in the paper recently. Apparently, I'm supposed to be fighting Joe Joyce in October. I'd like to know if I am. Because it's all news to me. Total bullshit. I ain't fighting anybody. I can't fight sleep.
Not even Francis Ngannou. Does that count in the retirement thing, or is that different from...
It's not a real fight, is it? It's pretend. It's like a... whatever it is. A crossover fight. But anyway, Dana White don't want it, so... that's it. Francis, I'm sure Francis would love the fight. Put on a show and entertain the people and whatever, but... I've gone off all forms of doing it. doing fighting and that. Or if it's even exhibitions or whatever, I'm not even interested. I was a month ago, but I'm not today. I've gone off it all, to be honest. The boxing ring will never see me again. That's a fact. My own wife don't believe it. But I can honestly say I've had quite enough of boxing. I'm looking at it, watching it, whatever. And that's it. The old boxing ring will never see me again. And that's it. Whether I run out of money and need to come back to pay a few bills, that'll be a travesty. And I'd rather be broken living on the streets.
If your wife doesn't believe it, why are we meant to believe it?
Don't know, because I'm telling you. That's it.
Hold that a second. I just want to get this...
I have.
Would you fight him?
No, I wouldn't. Because he is scary. He's lifelike, real lifelike. And I recently done a deal with these people who, do you know, the grab machines and the arcades and stuff, where you grab the toy and it comes out like on Buzz Lightyear when you grab the aliens. Yeah. So I recently done a thing with them. So they're now endorsed by Tyson Fury and Gold Star. So if you want your own Tyson Fury teddy bear for your bedroom or your toilet or wherever you want to put him, put him in the door stopper if you want, whatever you want. Can block the gutters, getting the rain in, whatever. Then I don't even know where you get them from. I'd like to
you can buy them here in Derby and on your tour. If you're in Derby,
you can get them on tour. I don't know where you get them from, but I'm representing the WBC here, look, and the Gypsy King gloves. And oh, here we are. Tyson Fury official merchandise. You can buy these if you want one. I don't know how much they are.
I don't think they're that dear, to be fair. I don't know what deer is. How much are they? Do you know? Anyone know?
20 quid.
15 quid. I think they're 15 quid.
Well, they're not bad for 15 quid. I'd buy one.
Right, last question.
Yeah.
If the WBC rung you tomorrow,
yep.
So Tyson, you've got to choose now what you're going to do with your belt, because obviously we've got to think about our governing body, etc. Tomorrow, if it happens tomorrow, what do you tell them tomorrow?
It's not happening tomorrow because I don't have...
If it did.
Yeah, but it's not going to... I don't have a mandatory at all. I've just done Wilder and Dillian White. So I don't have anything coming up. So I think I've at least got a year, Mauricio said, to make a decision. And maybe in 6 months I'll feel different. So I'm not in a rush to do anything. You know, at the minute, I certainly don't want to fight again. But, you know, you never know what 6 months will bring. So I'm not in a rush to chuck my belt away. I worked hard for it, and I've got no official challenges. And until one comes up, then I will keep hold of it. And then one comes up, I'll make my final decision. I'll sit down with Mauricio as adults and make the decision what's best for me. But, you know, if it was today, I'm retired. And if it was next week, next month, whatever, I'm retired. And I don't want to fight again. I really don't. I definitely don't want to fight again. But I'm not in a rush to give my belt up because I've only just won it. And even if I wasn't retired, I wouldn't be expected to defend that belt until December anyway. Because I'd had a fight 2 months ago. So there we are.
Okay, well, we've got our thing on stage now.
Right.
Just remember, you can come on tour. I think they're £15. But even if they're not, you can quote something and get it for £15.
Quote. Yeah. Coogan said £15. And if they're not 15 quid, even if they're 50, then you get it for 15 quid.
I'll pay the balance, yeah. Is that where you were going with that?
Yeah, you will have to pay the outstanding.
Have you got anything else you'd like to add before we finish, mate?
Good luck and God bless you all. See you all soon.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.